Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. You can find us the same station, same time. We're here always for you. There are so many times I hear from people that, I don't know why I got this disease. I don't know why I am plagued with this condition. I talk to the doctor. I'm on 4 or 5 drugs. What do I do? Well, naturally, you can make some big, big, major changes. Since 98% of all diseases, and I refer to them as diseases because everybody else does as well, but they're truly not diseases. They are metabolic disorders. We have flaws in our chemistry. We put the wrong fuel in to create the chemistry. So we have bad chemistry. Your car is not going to work with the wrong fuel. And our body does not work with the wrong fuel. And the wrong fuel is sugar. You know that Americans today, within 2 weeks, eat as much sugar as our ancestors ate in 1 year. And all this sugar, with the additionally carbohydrates, which has to be broken down into sugar in the body to be metabolized. So we have the carbohydrates and sugar and all forms of sugar. There are many varieties of sugar. This all changes our chemistry and it causes us to have high blood sugar level, which is mistakenly taken as type 2 diabetes. It is not a disease. It is optional. We created by the amount of carbohydrates and sugar we eat. So we just change our diet. This high blood sugar level then causes high insulin levels, which opens up the door for every disease known to man. All the diseases that we are being treated for with drugs today. I don't know if this is a coincidence or has it been actually designed by the drug companies. They know what they're doing. They know how to create disease. They know how to work with the FDA to create that they are the only ones that can treat a disease. So drugs can only treat diseases, not food, not nutrition, not health. But you can change that. It's up to you, up to me, up to all of us. To make the changes that will create better health. And it can be done in a matter of months. Now, you may have some major problems that may take a little bit longer, or you may have so much damage that you may be not able to overcome the damage, to undo the damage, but you can make it better, always make it better. And we're trying to get that message across every weekend. Hammering at home. Bugging you to make changes. It's up to you, up to me. We can do it. But you have to want to do it. You can't be half-hearted and make some changes one day and then go back to the old way. It's hard to give up sugar. It's hard to give up carbohydrates. But if you do, you're going to see major changes in your health. Dramatic changes. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever that your body needs carbohydrates. None. Zip. Zero. We need a high level of protein. A higher level of fats. The good fats. Cream, butter, eggs. Olive oil. All these good fats and the protein. We need essential fats. We need essential proteins. We can't live without them. But we don't need carbohydrates. We don't need sugar. So that is my hammering home today to help you understand that you are in charge. You can make the changes if you want to. Now, some people will get better results than others. because they may not have as much damage. And maybe they're making a harder try to make changes. We are all different. So if some people in your family get better results faster, that's just their chemistry. And maybe they're doing it stronger than you may be doing it. Maybe they're giving up all the sugar, all the desserts, all the crap we eat in an American diet. And the American diet is primarily carbohydrates. We should be having about 50 grams of carbohydrates daily, and maybe less, depending on how much damage you have already created. So we can take charge of that and make those changes. It's hard, but very simple. But to make those changes will take some sacrificing, some discipline, some hardship. But what do you want? Do you want to eat all those desserts, all the sugar, all the carbs, but put up with all the aches and pains and inflammation and disease and drugs? You can change all that if you want to, but you really have to want to. I can tell you what to do. I can't make you want it. It's up to you to make that choice. So we're going to talk about a lot of subjects today. We talked a lot about curcumin endlessly, and it should be because it is an unbelievable natural medicine. But now I want to talk about Boswellia, and that is spelled B like in boy, O-S like Sam, W-E-L-L-I-A, Boswellia. What is Boswellia, and what can it do for you? And here are some signs you may want to know, or maybe you need to know, more about protein in your diet. And there's a lot more people today, way more people today, that have long COVID than originally thought by medical experts. And the long COVID are the amount of side effects that have been caused by COVID-19, and the infection already is gone. You're free of the infection. But you still have all these side effects that was caused by the infection that just don't want to go away. Just you can't do anything to eliminate the side effects of long COVID. We'll talk about that and maybe help you get rid of the long COVID side effects of COVID-19. And here's a combination of nutrients that I think everybody should take. Everybody. The nutrients of the day, three nutrients that you can take orally that have a major effect on your health. And there's one small thing that everybody can add years to their life. Oh, I won't tell you what it is. You have to stay where you are. If you want to find out why, you should be doing something that'll change your life, change your health. And as I said before, we've talked about curcumin endlessly. And I came across one good article on curcumin that I want to share with you for better results on decreasing blood sugar levels. And you know what? Nighttime snacks or the midnight snacks aren't good for you. And especially for your guts, your intestinal tract. And there are major effects of stress on your body. And you can lower those effects, lower that stress. And we'll tell you how. You know what? I want you to get good results. Now, as I said before, it'll take sacrificing. You'll have to give up some things that you're addicted to. And it's like withdrawal that's hard on you. But if you do it, the results are dramatic. But even the bare minimum of better choices can improve your health dramatically and increase your life, extend your life. Isn't that what we all want? We all want to be here for a long time to come. We've got kids. We've got grandkids. We've got a career. We've got a family. All the good things in our life, we want to enjoy for as long as we possibly can. There is no question on how important this is to our life. But we're going to talk about some of these major topics that can change your life. Now, let's start with Boswellia. What is it? Well, actually, it's a tree that is native to India, Northern Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula, with over 20 distinct species. And the medicine is extracted from the bark of the tree and actually is a resin, a sap, derived from scraping the bark on the tree. It's not exactly like tapping a tree for maple syrup, but it's very similar to it. They scrape the bark on the Boswellia tree. And to heal those scars, the tree releases a sap that runs down the scarring, the scraping, to heal that scraping. And they're called the Tears of India. And they weep down that scar into a small marble, hardened marble, on the outside of the tree. And those are scraped off and then pulverized into a powder. They're extracted and standardized for the very key compounds. And the most active compound is too long to pronounce for Terry, anyway. But we abbreviated it to AKBA, ACBA. AKBA. That's the abbreviation for the active compound that's found in Boswellia. And they steam distill it to also produce the essential oil. Now, this might be now known to you by frankincense. Frankincense oil, one of the major gifts to Christ. It's an essential oil. It has also more benefits as an oil, as well as it is a powder from the Boswellia tree after they distill the resin and pulverize it. So what does Boswellia do? Well, we've talked about NSAIDs, right? NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. A lot of people use NSAIDs. But Boswellia does what the NSAIDs can't do. There's an enzyme in our body. You've heard of COX-2. There are drugs that inhibit COX-2. There are natural medicines that inhibit, like curcumin inhibits COX-2. But there's another enzyme called 5-LOX, L-O-X. And it contains leukotrienes, but abbreviated as L-O-X, 5-LOX. And it is one of the excellent anti-inflammatories. And Boswellia acts on the 5-LOX inflammation pathway. If you have inflammation, Boswellia is one of the most critical substances and natural products that can relieve inflammation everywhere in your body. Now, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, stop inflammation, also on the COX pathway, the COX-2 pathway, but they do nothing. And I want to emphasize that. They do nothing for the 5-lux pathway. There is no drug developed at this date that can affect the 5-lux pathway. And only Boswellia does it effectively. This is why asthma isn't treated with ibuprofen or Tylenol or Aleve. NSAIDs have a lot of adverse side effects. In fact, 25% of individuals using NSAIDs experience some type of side effects, and as many as 5% develop serious health problems. They're dangerous because a lot of side effects. In fact, Tylenol is the number one cause of liver failure and the need for liver transplants, because over the use of Tylenol for a long period of time and even too much daily. Now, conditions that I would recommend that you use Boswellia for. These are conditions that involve the 5-lux inflammation pathway. The number one is asthma, along with COPD, upper respiratory tract infections, gastrointestinal conditions, IBS, IBD, cancer, joint pain, arthritis, osteoarthritis. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, that is COX-2. That's when you want to use curcumin. But when you have joint on joint, where they're rubbing together, you're losing the cartilage, you have pain in your joints, you have inflammation in your joints, in your body, that is Boswellia. And really the nicest way to take these is together. Curcumin and Boswellia together gives you the biggest impact for all of the inflammatory processes in your body. So now here is some key research on Boswellia that we were able to come up with. We did some research. What does Boswellia really do for what condition? How about arthritis and joint diseases? After treatment with Boswellia plus curcumin, the two together, because they work on individual pathways, so you work on COX-2 and 5-lux at the same time. It's a bigger bang for your buck. That 93%, remember these numbers, 93% of people with arthritis of the knee could walk 1,000 meters versus just 85% in the drug treatment group. So the combination of curcumin and Boswellia was more effective than NSAIDs. 93 to 85%. What about asthma and allergies? 70% of asthma patients treated with Boswellia had improved lung function versus only 27% of those subjects in the control group. These natural ingredients far outweigh these drugs. And you have to remember, there's no side effects. There's no side effects, no adverse events. You always have serious side effects with NSAIDs. What about colitis and inflammatory bowel diseases? 63% of patients with chronic diarrhea and colitis achieved remission after just 6 weeks of Boswellia treatment versus 26% in the placebo group. These are very powerful natural medicines. But I'll tell you one thing you have to keep in mind. Don't buy junk. Don't buy discounted products. Don't buy the cheapest you can buy. Because you want very high quality natural medicines. Buy companies you can trust. Buy products that are of the highest quality. Buy products that are from nature, but they're scientifically driven. And what about Boswellia in cancer treatment and prevention? Now, this is only a cell study, but this is where all natural medicines and drugs begin their research. In a cell study of pancreatic cancer, exposure to what AKBA, that's the natural component, the natural ingredient, the active biologically active ingredient of Boswellia, the key compound in Boswellia, suppressed pancreatic cancer cells by 50 to 90%. Now, why such a broad range between 50 and 90? Because everybody is different. Everybody lives a different life. You get some cancer patients that eat garbage, that eat junk. But you have to realize that you have to have natural food that has the highest level of vitamins and minerals to feed your body. You have to have the right fuel. You can't live on sugar. They have proven that sugar feeds cancer cells to grow and metastasize, spread. And in an animal model of pancreatic cancer, animals receiving AKBA had a 70% reduction in tumor size versus untreated animals. This is real stuff. If you're on drugs for cancer, don't go off your drugs. I'm not even advocating that. Talk to your doctor. Tell your doctor what you want to take. And all these studies, I have been available for 40, 50 different studies that I'm aware of that from the City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles that has shown that even if you stay on chemotherapy and radiation, these natural products make the treatments safer, less toxic, and less damaging, and still help to reduce the tumor size overall. They have tried to reduce the tumor size with drugs, and they gave a very specific number. And then they added a natural product, like grapeseed extract or curcumin or Boswellia, and it made the drug even far more effective at smaller dosages, being less toxic, less damaging. So now how do you pick out a Boswellia extract? Well, look for Boswellia extracts which are labeled to contain less than 5% beta boswellic acid, which can promote inflammation, not reduce it. And try to find a Boswellia extract that is standardized at 10% AKBA, the most powerful compound in Boswellia. Choose guaranteed Boswellia from reputable companies. Unethical sources are substituting cheap pine resin, pine tree resin for Boswellia. A study in India found that 60% of Boswellia products analyzed contained extracts from plants not listed on the label, and 50% were contaminated. You got to be careful what you buy. Don't buy just because of the price. Buy when you know that the company can be trusted. There's science behind the company. They have their products tested by third-party laboratory testing. And then take 500 milligrams of Boswellia or take in combination with curcumin and other anti-inflammatories. And keep this in mind. Boswellia has no known side effects And welcome back, my friends. We're back here with Terry Naturally, with Terry Talks Nutrition. And also, we are spending an hour together. Way, way too little time to get across to you all the miracles, the natural medicines, increasing significant benefits for your health, and giving you ideas on how you can do that. 98% of all so-called diseases are caused by lifestyle choices. That means you and I choose our health, whether it's good or bad. You put the right fuel in your body, you're going to have the right degree of health. If you put bad fuel in, like all the sugar and carbohydrates, you're going to have bad health. What do you choose? It's your choice. It's as simple as that. So decide what you want. And also you can decide more after you go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. And there you can read all of our newsletters. You can subscribe to my newsletter. It goes out every Friday to your email address. But there are archived on the website, so you can pull them up and read as many as you want. And you can also bring up our radio show that you may have missed, or maybe you had to leave early, or you want to re-listen because it was just too much to comprehend. Whatever you want, it's here on the weekend and through the weekend and beyond. You can go to my website. We want to make as much news about health and nutrition and how to make you healthier 7 days a week, every day of the month. You've got all kinds of information there. Use it. It has dramatic effects. Now, I always promote a good quality protein diet. Protein builds our body. It provides all the amino acids that can be restructured for every protein in our body. You know, we have 26 letters in the alphabet. You have to restructure those letters to make words. And it's exactly the same with amino acids. The body takes the amino acids and restructures them to rebuild every part of your body. But it can't do it with poor quality protein or little protein. And I know people have a muffin for breakfast with a cup of coffee, no protein, and then maybe they'll have a deli sandwich and maybe an apple for lunch. Not much protein. And dinner, again, not much protein. And you have to have plenty of protein. You should have about 30 or 40 grams of protein per meal, or about 1 gram of protein for every pound of body weight. So I weigh about 150 pounds. So I like to get between 140 and 150 grams of protein per day. And you need more fats, the good quality fats. And I emphasize over everything else, olive oil. This might shock you, but it's the truth. How much olive oil do you consume? Well, I calculated mine, and I go through 5 gallons of olive oil annually. That's about 1/4 cup a day. So we need plenty of olive oil. And it is, yes, there are other oleic acids like macadamia, avocado. They also have omega-9 fatty acids, but they don't have the polyphenols. And all the polyphenols and all the active compounds, there's over 200 natural, active, biologically active compounds in olive oil. And some of these are antioxidants, anti-inflammatories. They are very powerful. Make sure you get plenty of olive oil every day. Not just sprinkling on your salad, because half of that is lost in the salad bowl. When you get done eating your salad, you look in your bowl and you have all the oil all over the bowl. I look at that as being wasted. Olive oil is expensive when you get the best quality you can get. Why waste it? So I make sure I use a spoon or I pour it in a shot glass. I want to make sure that I get plenty of olive oil orally. All these natural fats are so, so important for us. And not omega-6. Omega-6 fatty acids like the seed oils. They're very high in omega-6. Omega-6 is a cancer-producing oil and an inflammatory oil. Do not use high levels of omega-6. Very small amounts. And you're getting enough in olive oil to make it worthwhile. We do need some. They should be 1-to-1. Omega-6, one part omega-6 to one part of omega-3. But right now, because omega-6 is so cheap, corn oil, soybean oil, safflower seed oil, sunflower seed oil, they're much, much cheaper. And they're processed with chemicals like hexane. And they're very high in omega-6. And because there is so much omega-6 used in preparation of foods, it has been calculated that we're getting about 30 times omega-6 over omega-3. So it's way out of proportion. But you need more protein, which I would like to discuss now. I want to give you some signs that you should look for, that you may need more protein in your diet. So a few signs that you need more protein. You constantly crave sugar and carbohydrates. Protein stops that. Protein gives you satisfaction. And when your body needs more protein, you may eat sugar and carbohydrates and starch, but you feel hungry again within an hour. Your hair is thinning. Hair is made from a protein built from amino acids. Without dietary protein, hair weakens, breaks easily, and you lose a lot of hair. Ladies tell me they see more hair in the sink, in the shower. That's because you're not getting enough protein. Your fingernails are bad because your fingernails are made out of protein. You have mood swings. Amino acids that are made in the protein are building blocks for mood-regulating serotonin and dopamine. Other symptoms of little protein in your diet: dry skin, swollen legs and ankles. A protein called albumin helps keep fluid from leaking out of the blood vessels, fatigue and muscle loss. So now, how do you increase protein intake? Well, eggs is one of my favorite. Eggs and beef, eggs and ribeyes, eggs and any kind of beef, hamburger, whatever you like, and whatever your budget is, but you need animal protein. Eggs has the highest biologically active form of protein and loaded with essential nutrients and antioxidants. And I think it's about 13. If you put eggs together with beef, eggs contain about 13 essential nutrients and antioxidants. And beef contains 18. So you put 13 and 18 together, you've got a combination of vitamins and minerals that far exceed the combination from vegetables or fruits. Much, much more vitamins and minerals in the combination of the two, eggs and beef. Eggs contain around 6 to 7 grams of high quality protein. So if you have 3 or 4 eggs, which I think you should have, not one egg a week, and you're also getting a vitamin called choline, it's not essential, but it's a molecule called choline, C-H-O-L-I-N, and it is powerful for your brain. Now, there are other protein food sources as well. Fish, poultry, seafood, beans and seeds and dairy. If dairy is okay, and a lot of people have a problem with drinking dairy or eating dairy, so if you tolerate it, okay. Already I have salmon out for tonight. When I get home, I'm going to have a nice fillet of salmon with maybe 2 or 3 eggs. Oh, you can also choose a good protein powder. I use a dairy-free protein powder from egg whites. The egg whites are all the protein that the chick needs. The yolk is a chick. And then as it develops, it needs to have food. So it eats the white, which is a protein for the growth of the chick. The protein that I use is called Gaspari. G like gas. That's actually what it is, G-A-S. P-A-R-I. That's the gentleman's name that put together the egg white protein that I like. Gaspari. It's called Proven Egg White. 100% egg whites, instantized, mixes easily, great flavors, salted caramel, my favorite, peanut butter cup, not too much, but depends on you, banana nut bread. Also, I like another one called J-Rob, J-A-Y, Rob, R-O-B-B, 100% egg whites, excellent quality, but not instantized. So it takes a little bit more to blend it. You need a blender. With Gaspari's, you don't need a blender. But J. Rob also comes vanilla, chocolate, and unflavored. So this is a way to increase your protein level. We need protein. In the morning, no, not a cereal. Not a muffin. Not bread. Not toast and a cup of coffee with jam on the toast. No. You need 2 or 3 eggs, a couple slices of bacon, or slices of bacon. You need protein and fat to start the day. And you won't be hungry all day. Or if you start out with my protein drink in the morning, I can skip lunch. I'm not hungry at all. Most days I only have 2 meals. So make protein and fat the staple of your diet. Now, many people had COVID, and they no longer have the infection of COVID. But way, way more people have long COVID than originally thought. And what is long COVID? Well, after COVID, the infection is cleared up, the side effects that come from the infection, from COVID, stay around for a long, long time after. A couple of years, sometimes more. Some people don't get rid of some of the side effects at all. And more people have that problem than ever thought before. More people with long COVID than scientists have found in the past. And according to a new study, 16% of people who get long COVID develop long-term symptoms. They just don't go away. This is double the number previously reported. In the new study, researchers looked at health records from over 460,000 people. identifying people who were diagnosed with COVID and then later sought care for symptoms that suggested long COVID. The side effects just didn't go away. There are side effects to having COVID, but there is no test for long COVID. It is diagnosed primarily on symptoms, which usually include extreme fatigue, especially after activity, brain fog, light headaches, and problems with taste and smell. So how do you get your energy back after long COVID, which is one of the primary side effects of COVID? They're tired all the time. They never have a good day. They're not sick. They don't have an infection, but they have the side effects of the previous infection of COVID. So I would recommend highly red ginseng. And it's backed by a scientific study. This will make a difference in your life. This is based on a study by an expert in chronic fatigue, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He tested 188 people with chronic fatigue syndrome. They were tired, exhausted. Nothing helped, which is similar to having long COVID. Both are considered post-viral syndromes. The virus is gone. It's after the virus. Those that were treated with a hydroponic, water-growing red ginseng for 4 weeks. Now there were 60% of the participants who saw improvements out of the 188 people. The results were very, very significant. 67% got a boost in energy. 67% average boost in energy. 48% average increase in mental clarity. 46% average improvement in restful sleep. 72% increase in stamina. Now the dosage for the red ginseng is 200 to 400 milligrams for each participant using a very specific extract of hydroponic, that means grown in water, red ginseng, high in the rare noble jacinthosides. The jacinthosides are the active components of ginseng. Now, why red ginseng? What's the difference between red ginseng and white ginseng? All ginseng of the species of ginseng, Panax meyer, is white. And the red color comes from steaming the white ginseng or cooking the white ginseng, turning the ginseng red. After it's cooked, it turns red. It's done very, very scientifically. They know exactly how to cook it properly so they don't overdo the cooking process. They lightly steam it. As you steam the root, it opens up the fibers so that we can absorb all the nutrients that are called the rare noble jacinthosides. 7 times more noble jacinthosides in red ginseng than white ginseng. The steaming brings out the benefits of the ginseng. In Korea, China, Japan, they all use the red ginseng. It's the white ginseng, but it's cooked, steamed. And this brings out the compounds in a more biologically active species. So it's high in these rare noble jacinthocytes. Much, much, much higher. Much stronger. So 200 to 400 milligrams of red ginseng daily will bring back your stamina. Give you a better restful sleep. Give you more clear mental cognitive function. More mental clarity. And 67% all got a boost in energy. This is really quite significant. All proven by scientific study. So this will work extremely well. I take mine first thing in the morning. You're ready for the day. You feel fantastic. You're ready to go out there and win the day. Start off with 200 to 400 milligrams of red ginseng daily. I swear by it. Try it. The results are phenomenal. Now, here are some nutrients that I would say everybody should take. At least every adult should take. Vitamins A, like apple, A. D3 and vitamin K2. Three fat soluble vitamins for bone health. Vitamin D3 enhances calcium absorption, while K2, specifically MK7, activates proteins that lock calcium into the bones so they are stronger and less likely to break. And for cardiovascular health, the K2 directs the calcium into the bones, and then it prevents excessive calcium from settling in the blood vessels, preventing arterial stiffness and reducing risk of heart disease. And immune function. Together, vitamin A, D3, not D2, D3, and K2 vitamins keep the immune system strong and protect against infection. Now, better together. Take them all together. Look for a supplement that has vitamin A, D3, and K2 that'll strengthen your bones. Almost like K2 is like a traffic or a police officer that directs traffic. And it's directing calcium. K2 directs calcium into the bone away from the arteries, so it doesn't fill in the arteries with plaque. And also improves cardiovascular health by directing calcium into the bones, and the K2 goes to the heart, reducing the risk of heart disease. And building a very healthy immune function. So together, all these three vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin D3, and vitamin K, keep the immune system healthy, strong, and protected against infection. So you can't go wrong with this combination. It has so many good values for you. So as always, always comes to an end of the program. So we're at the end. I'm going to be off and running. I hope you have a fantastic, wonderful, beautiful day today. So say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. And I embrace you in my prayers for you. That you have better health, better energy, better stamina, and just a better immune system so that you have more health for the rest of your life. We don't know how long we're going to live. Life is very, very precious. It's way, way too short for most people. And I want you to live as long as you possibly can. I'm reading a book by two medical doctors. They still believe that 120, living to be 120, is still possible. But there's a lot of work that we have to do to make sure that happens. But I don't know if I want to live to be 120. But I want to live with a quality of life that I can do whatever I want to do until I can't do anymore. When God calls me home, it's time for me to go home. But until that time, I want to enjoy all my kids, my grandkids, traveling, doing what comes naturally for us. There's so much good for us. So a prayer for this crazy world as well. It isn't the world that we like to live in. Let's make it better. And I say a prayer for you. You're all on my prayer list. I have to have a better life, a better quality of life, a longer life, a life without pain and suffering. So have a fantastic, beautiful day today. And get outside and enjoy what's going on today.